NBC Radio Sports brings you the National Football League Championship game between the Green Bay Packers and the New York Giants. Hello, everyone. This is Jim Leaming with Ray Scott speaking to you direct from City Stadium in Green Bay, Wisconsin. It's a cloudy, overcast day here in Green Bay with a temperature just about 19 degrees as we go on the air. Now, Ray, this is going to be important today, I think, as far as the weather conditions are concerned. And just about anything can happen here in Green Bay, right? Ray Scott.
Right you are, Jim Leaming. And good afternoon to you folks. Yes, Jim, I agree with you that the weather conceivably has something to do with this ball game. But right about now, I don't think we can say enough for what the folks here in Green Bay have done to get this playing field in what I truly believe, in keeping with the time of year and the weather itself, is in marvelous playing condition. There is no doubt about it. The folks here in Green Bay are proving that they like their football by the way they've prepared this field for this most important game.
Just a few minutes ago, Ray and I walked over the field. It is not hard. As a matter of fact, the temperature here in Green Bay has been well below zero most of this week, and you would expect that it would be hard, and of course that would have a great effect on the game. But it's been covered with hay and a tarpaulin all week long. They just took it off this morning, and it's truly in excellent condition. As a matter of fact, Coach Vince Lombardi of the Green Bay Packers told us that when the players worked out in their pregame workout, he felt that perhaps they would have to wear basketball-type shoes, but he said they were slipping, and they have decided to go with the regular cleat football shoe. The New York Giants, we noticed when they worked out, did have tennis-type shoes on, at least about 90% of the players, so we'll have to wait until they come out for the opening kickoff to see just what the Giants have decided on for this ball game today. The players are well-equipped, I will say that. The Green Bay Packers come into the championship game as, of course, champions of the West, having won last year and again this season. Their record during the regular season, 11 wins against 3 losses. The New York Giants won 10 ball games, lost 3, and tied 1 in the Eastern Conference of the National Football League. Vince Lombardi, the very popular coach of the Green Bay Packers, is in his third season here in Green Bay, our national anthem. Lombardi of the Green Bay Packers is in his third season as head coach, and of course this is his second year in the title game. Ali Sherman is a rookie coach with the New York Giants. We'll have the starting lineup for you in just a moment. The first half of this professional football championship game is brought to you by the Nation's Insured Savings and Loan Associations, who help people to save and help them own their own home. You're invited to join the 29 million smart Americans who have savings accounts at Insured Savings and Loan Associations and who have learned that where you save does make a difference. The third quarter will be brought to you by Marlboro, the filter cigarette with the unfiltered taste. Plenty rich, plenty mild. So why don't you settle back and enjoy a Marlboro? With this one, you get a lot to like. Filter, flavor, back, or box. Marlboro. And the fourth quarter will be brought to you by Ford, maker of the Ford Falcon. Over a million happy owners prove Falcon is America's best-selling compact car. America's best compact value. See the new Falcons at your Ford dealers soon. And now for the starting lineups of the championship game this afternoon, the 29th annual National Football League title game. Here is Ray Scott.
Right, Jim. When the New York Giants have the ball, their offensive lineup will look like this. At left end, Dallas Schottner, a fifth-year veteran from Baylor. At left tackle, number 79, Roosevelt Brown, and his eighth-year from Morgan State. The left guard, Darrell Dess of North Carolina State, in his fourth year in the league. The center will be Ray Whiteka, a nine-year veteran from Northwestern. The right guard will be one of the rookies in this New York Giants lineup, a first-year player from Michigan State, Mickey Walker. At right tackle, another first-year player from the University of Minnesota, Greg Larson. At the tight end or right end position, Joe Walton played his fifth playing in his fifth year from the University of Pittsburgh. In the backfield at quarterback, Y.A. Tittle, who has played so magnificently for the Giants this year, the great veteran from Louisiana State, his 10th year. At left halfback will be one of two first-year players, either Joel Wells from Clemson or Bob Gators of New Mexico State. At fullback, having a great year, from North Carolina State, Alex Webster, his 7th year. And at the flanker back position, 11-year veteran from Southern Methodist University, Kyle Roach. That would be the probable offensive lineup, although Jack Stroud, a 9-year veteran lineman from Tennessee, might well be in there at one of the offensive lineman spots. For the Green Bay Packers, when they have the ball, at left end, Max McGee from Tulane, his 6th year in the National Football League. At left tackle, from Indiana, 4-year player Bob Skoronski. At left guard, Fred Fuzzy Thurston from Valparaiso. This is his 4th year. The perennial All-Pro will be at center from Syracuse, the veteran Jim Ringo. At right guard will be Forrest Gregg of SMU. This is his 5th year. He is playing at right guard in view of the fact that early in the season, Jerry Kramer was injured and has been unable to play since that time. Jerry's from Idaho. At right tackle will be Michigan State's former great in his 5th year, Norm Masters. And at the tight end from the University of Michigan, Ron Kramer. This is his 4th year. In the backfield, Bart Starr, who has come into his own as one of the fine quarterbacks in football from Alabama, Bart's 6th year. At left halfback, Mr. Do-Everything, Paul Horning of Notre Dame. This is Paul's 5th year, the National Football League's leading scorer this year and last year. At fullback, the man who trailed only Jimmy Brown of Cleveland as the leading ground gainer, Jim Taylor of Louisiana State. Jim's playing his 4th year in the league. And the flanker back from Colorado, Boyd Dowler, a 6'5 speedster. This is his 3rd year. The defensive lineups we'll give you as the game goes along. That, Jim, is what I expect to be the offensive lineups for this championship game before this capacity crowd in the town that proudly calls itself right now by virtue of the banners all over Green Bay as Title Town USA. Jim?
Well, Ray, as far as championship play is concerned, the New York Giants have played in 11 title games since the first one in 1933 when they played against the Chicago Bears. The Giants have won 3, and they have lost 8 of their championship appearances. As far as the Green Bay Packers are concerned, they have played in a total of 5. They have won 3, and they have lost 2. Now, this past season saw the Giants and the Packers meet twice, once in preseason play and once during regular season play just 3 weeks ago here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And the strange thing about that is that both games ended in the identical score of 20-17, with the Green Bay Packers winning both times. But in both of those games, it could have gone, very honestly, either way. Both of these teams have a great deal of respect for one another, and as you talk to the players, as we did last night, and actually before game time today, you know that they figure this is going to be one of the great ones, and it certainly will be one of the great ones, I'm sure of that, today. As I say, they both have a great deal of respect for one another. The players are still in the dressing rooms down to our right, and they're getting ready to be introduced in just a few moments here. We see that the bands and the many colorful high school bands from this area that will entertain at halftime are also entering the stadium at this point. It's interesting to note that the players' benches here today have both been covered and heated at least to a degree. Located directly behind the benches, they have a 72-foot dugout-type structure that's been erected. It's lined with a 2-inch reflective-type insulation. And within that insulation enclosure there, they have 7 new revolutionary infrared heaters. They're located inside the structure, and each provides the amount of heat that you get in a normal home furnace. So they do expect that the players not in the ball game are going to be in pretty comfortable straits as far as waiting to go back into defensive players when they're waiting to go in, and of course, the offensive players, too. As far as the equipment for playing in the game today, many of the players are going to wear winter-type golf gloves. They're padded on the back of their hand with a smooth surface on the front so they can still handle the ball. And, of course, many of them will be wearing any other sort of equipment that they can get on to keep them warm and yet not limit their activity at all. I do feel, though, that the field is in such good condition from at least a half an hour before game time here that they aren't going to have too much trouble as far as this weather is concerned. Would you agree on that, Ray?
I would, Jim. And we were trying to figure out the correct terminology to use to describe a sort of rotating brush that was used in front of jeeps to actually sweep off the last of the straw, or hay if you prefer, that was placed on the field. So it's in good shape, and let's hope at least the footing will have nothing to do with the outcome of the game.
I'll tell you, we're going to have a tremendous football game here today. Well, we'll be set for the kickoff in just a minute.
The sound of carpenters at work is a good sound, the sound of a growing America. For the construction business is the nation's biggest industry, a bellwether of our economy. The money you save at an insured savings and loan association helps your neighbors finance homes. It is the lifeblood of the construction industry. Insured savings and loan associations finance one-third of all home construction, providing jobs for carpenters, electricians, painters, plumbers, roofers, income for hundreds of factories, which supply the materials that go into these homes, everything from nails to appliances. And part of this money, in turn, is spent in retail stores everywhere. So it's good to know that when you save at an insured savings and loan association, your money, in addition to earning excellent returns for you, helps your neighbor own homes, build better communities, and stimulate all business.
Over the years, the New York Giants and the Green Bay Packers have met in title play. Back in 1938, the Giants and Packers met for the first time in championship play, with New York winning by a 23-17 score. Then in 1939, the Packers shut out the New York Giants by a 27-0 score, and this, incidentally, was the first shutout in title play history, and it was played at Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Once again, the Packers and the Giants met in 1944 at the Polo Grounds in New York, with Green Bay winning the ball game by a 14-7 score. This afternoon's playoff, as far as the players are concerned, certainly is a far cry and a great credit to the National Football League in growth. Back in the first title game between the Giants and the Chicago Bears in 1933, the winning share was $210. Today, the winner will get approximately $5,300 as his share for the win today, and the second place, or the runner-up, will get about $2,000 less. So there has been considerable change in the amount paid from the first game up until today to the winning players and, of course, the second place finisher, too. We pause 10 seconds now for station identification.
This is WGY-WGFM Schenectady.
The coaches here today are both very likable guys and certainly well-equipped for the jobs that they've undertaken, and the record bears that out. Vince Lombardi, as we mentioned a while ago, came to Green Bay just 3 years ago, and he has really picked them off the ground. Last year, winning the Western Division title and losing to the Philadelphia Eagles at Franklin Field in Philadelphia, and this year, once again, winning the Western Division title. As far as the New York Giants are concerned, their young coach, Ali Sherman, one of the youngest coaches in the football business, replaced Vince Lombardi, actually, as offensive coach of the New York Giants back in 1959 when Vince came here to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Following the retirement of Jim Lee Howe at New York, Ali Sherman moved up to the head coaching job, and here in his first year has had a dream come true, the championship game. And no coach, I'm sure, could ask for anything more that has happened to young Ali Sherman. As I say, a very likable guy and a fellow who has done a tremendous job. He did it as an assistant coach when he was the backfield coach and set the offense of the New York Giants, and has done a tremendous job as head coach in directing them to the Eastern Division title. Right now, the New York Giants are being introduced for this ball game, and I think that everything's just about ready to go, right?
You are right, Jim. You know, the National Football League's publicity gentleman, Jim Kensel, the publicity men of the respective ball clubs, do such a fine job in sending out statistics to broadcasters such as Jim and myself that actually it's difficult to try and pick out just what statistic might conceivably have something to do with the ball game. But one thing to me is very interesting, Jim, looking at the statistical side of this game, and that's the fact that the Giants, defensively, in the one department that I like to think that counts, giving up points, were the best. They gave up just 220. Next to them, the Packers. They gave up just 223. And in points scored, the Packers led with 391, right behind them, the Giants, with 368. Now, the roar you hear in the background is evidence, if you need any other, that this game is being played in Green Bay. Their favorites are being introduced. The offensive lineup that we gave you moments ago, the offensive starters for the Green Bay Packers. And you know something right now, although the lights are on at City Stadium, the sun is shining, Jim. I hope that's some sort of an omen.
It certainly is a welcome sight here in Green Bay, I'll tell you that. Ray, talking about statistics, there are a couple of interesting ones that may show something about how these teams like to operate. Statistically, the Green Bay Packers have shown just a little bit better strength on the ground, although not too much, than the New York Giants. In net yards rushing, the Green Bay Packers have gained 2,350 yards this season to the Giants, 1,857. And when you get to the passing game with Y.A. Kittle and Charlie Connolly, who handle this New York attack so well, the Giants are just a little bit stronger in that department, at least to prove so over the season. The Giants have gained 3,035 yards through the air, while the Green Bay Packers 2,502 yards. Physically, both of these teams seem to be in pretty good shape for this afternoon's game, and as far as I know, the New York Giants have no one that they're worried too much about physically. And Ray, you've been with the Packers for these many years now. How about Green Bay as far as their physical condition is concerned today?
Most of their players, and again, to the best of my knowledge, Jim, have come back from whatever injuries they have had during the season, with the one exception I mentioned earlier, guard Jerry Kramer, who sustained an injury early in the season, and of course they have lost him for the year, but they have made the necessary adjustment at that position. Max McGee was injured in the San Francisco 49er game. He is pronounced ready. John Simak sustained an injury at the end of the season, the last game of the season, in fact, against the Rams. He is pronounced ready. I would say the one question mark right now would be, and I even hesitate to mention it, but perhaps some sort of a record should be made, and that is that the Packers' great fullback, Jim Taylor, has been something less than his usual physical self. But time will tell. He certainly looked well in pregame warm-up, for whatever that means. The officials for today's game are right about now bringing out the captain of the Giants, Andy Robustelli, and they'll be joined in a moment. The referee, George Renix, and Robustelli, along with Kyle Roach.
Holt will be joined by their counterparts of the Packers, Bill Forrester, the defensive captain, and Jimmy Ringo, the offensive captain. In addition to George Renix, the umpire is Jim Beersdorfer, the head linesman, John Heiberger, the back judge, Charles Chuck Sweeney, and the field judge is Frank Luzar. Indication being made that the Giants have won the toss and will receive. And so this kickoff is just a moment or so away, and I know it's a hackneyed phrase and has been used many times, but Gene, I honestly think you can feel the excitement.
You certainly can. They have gone over almost every championship game, and there hasn't been a one that hasn't had some point in it that, well, just outshone the one the year before, and we fully expect that here this afternoon in Green Bay, we're going to have just such a ball game. I know that all of the players are ready to give it everything they have, and you can be sure that both coaches and their staffs have done everything in their power to prepare these teams for this ball game this afternoon. The Green Bay Packers go out onto the field. The New York Giants are there, and we're ready for action here this afternoon. The National Football League title game, the Eastern Division champions, the New York Giants, coached by Ollie Sherman, and the Western Division champs, the Green Bay Packers, coached by Vince Lombardi. For the play-by-play action, here is Ray Scott.
Right you are, and mighty happy that all of you are with us. Veteran place kicker Ben Agajanian will kick off for the Packers, defend the goal line to our left. Deep for the Giants at the goal line is Joel Wells and Bob Gators, two rookie halfbacks of Ollie Sherman's Giants. We're set to go. Mighty happy you're with us, and let's hope we have a great football game. This crowd is really coming alive as Ben Agajanian looks at the ball. Comes up toward the ball, and the championship game is underway. It is off to the left. It is going to land at the 15-yard line. He's picked up by Wells. He gets away from one man to the 20, 25, and he is cut from behind and slipped down at around the 30-yard line. Joel Wells takes a comparatively short kickoff. Ray Nitschke makes the tackle. It is the Giants' ball, first down and 10 from their 31-yard line. Y.A. Tittle will be the quarterback. In a moment, we'll know whether the Giants are going to try and start with something very surprising.
The Giants, I see, decided to go with regular football shoes. They have discarded the basketball type shoe they had at warm-up time.
Webster and Wells are in the backfield behind Y.A. Tittle, and it is coming off the left side. Webster hit down the 31-yard line. Joel Wells hit at the 31-yard line. Henry Jordan broke through, got off a block, and brought it to just about the line of scrimmage to Joel Wells, who is starting instead of Bob Gators at left halfback. Wells played at Clemson, 6'1 and 198. Gain of 1 yard, second down, 9 yards to go. The Giants moving right to left in their own 31-yard line. Dell Schaffner is the tight left end. Flanking out wide to the right is Kyle Roach. Y.A. Tittle looks over the Packer defense. Snap. Fades. It's a fake draw. No, it is a draw play, and it is Webster trying to go straight ahead. And he is hit down at the 32-yard line by linebacker Tommy Bettis. It'll come up third down and 8. A gain of 1 that time. So it is Schaffner, Roosevelt Brown, Stroud, Dess, Whitecker, Larson, Walton, Roach, Webster, Tittle, and Wells for the Giants. The Packers up front have Willie Davis, Dave Hanner, Henry Jordan, and Bill Quinlan. Dan Curry, Tom Bettis, and Bill Forrester. The linebackers, Hank Grimminger, Johnny Simak, Willie Wood, and Jess Whittingham on defense. Third down, 8 play for the Giants from their own 32-yard line. Game just underway, no score from Green Bay. Wise hit it with a long count, and he fades the pass. That's pretty good protection. Goes down to the right flat to Webster. He comes to the 35-yard line, slips and falls. Comes to the 37-yard line, and it'll come up fourth down and 3. A flip pass, a little flare out in the right flat. Making the tackle was linebacker Dan Curry. And the first series of downs, the Packers' defensive unit have held the Giants, and it apparently will be a punting situation for New York. And again, the sun begins to shine here at Green Bay. Doing the punting will be John Chandler. He's one of the best. Deep for Green Bay will be Luke Carpenter and Willie Wood down around the 20-yard line. Chandler will punt from about the Giants' 22-yard line.